Well, much has been made of Australia's fondness for a drink. I mean, we're a bit famous for it. We like to use it as a social lubricant. We celebrate and we commemorate. What about taking a month off? Dry July is around about 8 years old. And in a nutshell, you pledge to give up alcohol for the whole month of July and your friends and family donate and raise money for a good cause. To tell us a little bit more about the causes that are supported and just some of the ins and outs of coping with Dry July, I'm joined by the Foundation CEO, Brett McDonald. Good morning.
Morning, Nick. Thanks for having me on air.
Well, thank you for chatting to us. Now, how much money has Dry July managed to raise over the years?
So this is our ninth fundraising year. And to date, we've been able to raise over $24 million for 45 different cancer services right across Australia and New Zealand.
That's an incredible amount for a bit under a decade. Congrats.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I know we've been totally humbled, really, by the support and enthusiasm that's been shown to us. What started as an idea amongst a few friends, starting in a pub, really, deciding that we needed a bit of a break from alcohol, and it was going to start on the 1st July, and it got called our Dry July, and we saw it as an opportunity to start raising some funds for a cause that was really close to our hearts.
And what was the initial cause? Because you said, I think you just mentioned 45 different causes over there. What did you start off with?
Yeah, so we had a friend, and who's also one of the co-founders, was had a cancer scare and was treated at the Prince of Wales Hospital in Sydney. And during his time there, you know, we really noticed that there was lack of more of a nice to have, really, like a functional TV, some comfy chairs. And, you know, we never expected that we'd be able to raise, you know, any substantial amount of funds. So that's why we started aligning with, you know, local cancer services. And since it's kind of snowballed and gained a lot of momentum, we've aligned now with cancer councils in each state and also large regional, large metro hospitals and regional hospitals as well. But all the funds are directed straight into the cancer centres and services.
That's fantastic stuff. It must have been quite a surprise when you realised just how big this was going to get.
It really was. And it took a lot of myself and Phil's time and energy to put it all together. And it was so exciting. And we got so much support from media, corporates, you know, just Australians from every walk of life. And we just knew we had to make it as big and, you know, make it as big and great as it possibly could be.
Now, going without, you know, an entire month without drinking, you know, just socially, it can be pretty tricky, and especially for people who might have a birthday or another occasion in July. How do people get around that? What are some of the tips and tricks?
Yeah, so there is a bit of a get-out clause. We do have a golden ticket, which is still a donation, a minimum of $25. It will allow you to have a night off a challenge. You know, we know it's the end of financial year, there's work functions, there's always going to be birthdays or sporting celebrations or things happening. But yeah, we have the golden ticket. We encourage people to be designated drivers, you know, look after their friends, make sure they have a good night and get home safely. You know, we have a look at some great non-alcoholic drinks as well. There's lots more out there now. A lot of bars putting some new things together, which is really exciting. Right down to, you know, make sure you haven't got wine or beer in the house when you start Dry July, or even down to putting like sparkling water into a wine glass or a champagne glass. We've heard people doing that and it all helps.
That is nice. So a way to make yourself feel a little bit better if you're out socializing. And also the golden ticket, great idea. Can you purchase them for friends or are they only for yourself?
No, you can purchase them for yourself or for friends. So we see a lot of people asking for those as donations, but it's, you know, it's all raising funds for a great cause.
Now, of course, we're well into July. Too late for people to sign up and get involved?
No, not at all. No, we this July's been 5 weekends and started on a Friday, so it's the ultimate Dry July challenge this year, we feel. So it's not too late to start. It's still 4 weekends to go, and still a huge challenge. So yeah, please do head to dryjuly.com. It's free to sign up. Take less than a minute, and then you have your profile page, and that's where you can send that link out on social media or email and get your friends, family, workmates to leave you a message of support and make a donation.
All right, Brett, thanks for walking us through some of the ins and outs of Dry July.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so if you do think it's an important charity, if you're really interested in getting involved, and think of it as this way, it's not a health thing. It's not about you just quitting booze. That's great. But think about it as an actual charity fundraising, which it's supposed to be. Get yourself to dryjuly.com, sign up, or just support some mates who you might have seen are doing it, but not had a think about actually helping them out yet. There's still plenty of time to do it, as Brett said.